Hey there, awesome listeners. Welcome back to the Come Within Your Daily Dose of Stoic Wisdom to Navigate This Crazy World. I'm your host, Taylor Reed, and if you're anything like me, sometimes life throws you curveballs faster than a baseball game on amphetamines. That's why we're diving into the fascinating world of Stoicism today. Trust me, it's not just dusty old philosophy. These guys had some seriously practical advice for dealing with everything from annoying colleagues to global pandemics. Now, I want you to picture this. You're about to give a big presentation at work, your heart is racing, palms are sweating, and suddenly, bam. You completely blank on what you are supposed to say. It happens to the best of us, right? But Stoics have a word for that feeling, Hamasher. Don't worry, it's not as scary as it sounds. Think of it as your Achilles heel, that lethal flaw or weakness that trips you up when things get tough. And here's the game changer. Stoicism doesn't just tell you about these weaknesses, they say, hey, we all have them, but it's part of being human. The real magic happens when you acknowledge your Hamasher, understand its triggers, and find ways to work around it. Think about it like this. You know that friend who always overshares personal information? Maybe that's the Hamasher. But instead of judging them, you can learn to set boundaries and steer the conversation in a more comfortable direction. Same goes for your own Hamasher. Knowing what yours is gives you the power to navigate it, not let it control you. Here are 5 key takeaways from understanding Hamasher. 1. It's okay to have weaknesses. Seriously, everyone has them. Trying to be perfect is like trying to catch a cloud, impossible and exhausting. Embrace your imperfections because that's what makes you unique and relatable. 2. Awareness is key. The first step to overcoming any challenge is recognizing it exists. So take some time to reflect. What are your tendencies? What situations tend to trigger you? Once you know your Hamasher, you can start strategizing ways to manage it. 3. Develop coping mechanisms. Just like a toolbox has different tools for different jobs, you need strategies to deal with specific triggers. Maybe you need to take deep breaths before a stressful meeting, or write down your thoughts in a journal when you're feeling overwhelmed. Find what works best for you and practice it regularly. 4. Turn Hamasher into opportunities. Think of your weaknesses as areas for growth. Instead of viewing them as limitations, use them as fuel to become stronger and more resilient. You know that saying, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. That's where Hamasher comes in. 5. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. You're human, after all. Mistakes happen. Setbacks occur. It's all part of the journey. Instead of beating yourself up over slip-ups, acknowledge them, learn from them, and move on. You ever have one of those days where everything seems to go wrong? Like, seriously, Murphy's Law decided to take a vacation in your backyard. Okay, picture this. You're running late for an important meeting, you spill coffee all over yourself right before that big presentation. And then your phone decides to die. Talk about a perfect storm of Hamasher. But here's the thing, if you can laugh at yourself in those moments, it takes the sting out of the whole experience. That's where Stoicism comes in. They teach us to accept what we can't control, like spilled coffee, and focus on our responses, like calmly wiping it off and still rocking that presentation. So, remember this. Your Hamasher isn't your enemy, it's a learning opportunity. Embrace those weaknesses, learn from them, and use them to become the best version of yourself. And hey, if you're feeling overwhelmed by life's curveballs, just take a deep breath, remember this episode, and know that you've got this. Until next time, keep calm and stoic on, my friend. Don't forget to share your thoughts with us. What are some of your biggest Hamasher? Let's talk about it in the comments.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.